100 word stories.
It's Sunday, so let's do this. It's the weekly challenge, 100 word stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Really not in a mood for this morning, but you sent in the stories and let's go ahead and get them out. The topic this week was blue sky, and we have stories from y'all about it, so let's go ahead and listen, and I'll be back afterwards.
Good morning, it's Richard, and I've got a story for the topic blue sky, and it's called Con Air. It seemed like a good idea at the time. Saving money on flights, leaving more to spend abroad, was a no-brainer. So we flew with Blue Sky Airlines at a fraction of the cost of the other budget flyers, even after the extra baggage charges. It was when we landed that the problems began. They charged us to leave the plane. Then another charge to deplane our luggage. There was a further fee for baggage retrieval. Then a transfer fee for the coach to our hotel. Twice the cost of the flight. We flew back with a different airline. Okay, until next time. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Maybe there's a blue sky out there. A blue sky that makes you wonder. A blue sky filled with smiles and laughter. Maybe there's a home out there filled with twinkling stars that make the sky bluer. Maybe, just maybe, there's a blue smile that makes you dream. He closed his eyes. The keys played an eerie symphony as the mother locked them in their rooms for the night. The mother didn't believe in blue skies. The mother didn't believe in smiles. At least no one could steal the blue sky in his mind. He smiled and went to sleep. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Well, it seems I survived heart surgery, and as Lawrence would say, ain't dead yet. So, my story this week is, when he's down, let's kick him. Blue Sky, or goodwill, is the excess purchase price over the market value of tangible assets recorded on a balance sheet. What is the difference between goodwill and blue sky? A key point to note, goodwill value can be proven through data and legally defended. On the other hand, blue sky value is used to represent intangible value that represents a premium someone's willing to pay for a business is not based on any legally defended analysis. Question: if you have been screwing over people all your business career and the court liquidates your assets, can you have negative blue sky? And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
A cloudless blue sky. It's been 3 days, and every one of them, a cloudless blue sky. Sun, blazing relentlessly, no shade, no shelter, no solace. The burning sand scalds your blistered feet. You stumble, fall, crawl, desperately seeking the faintest shadow, the slightest breeze, to ease your pain. Cracked, blackened lips, mumble for water. Dehydrated, desperate in their desire for moisture, but none is to be found. 3 days. A lifetime. And now, just short moments from death. You stumble once more, clawing at the sand, then lie still. High above, the sun blazes. In a cloudless blue sky.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 911, with the prompt of Blue Sky. So here's my story. The Withybottom Mansion rose above the surrounding fir trees and seemed to touch the deep blue sky. The two girls still stood on the broad front porch with Linoleum Amanda's father eyeing the road where the police officer had just passed. Bilbert climbed the steps up to the porch. "Mr. Withybottom, could you drive me home? My parents are probably starting to get worried about me." He shrugged.
"Okay."
Linoleum and his father turned to Sabrina.
"How about you, young lady? Do you need a ride home?"
She shook her head. "I'm sure my grandmother hasn't missed me. Just take me to Bilbert's." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
It hasn't rained for over a month. I water the plants twice a day. Most of them will recover once it rains again. The others I've pulled down and mulched. No point in replacing them yet until it rains again. We don't bother with a grass lawn. Nobody around here does. It's called native or rustic or natural or something. Call it lazy, but it doesn't look bad once you get used to it. Just the clear blue sky. And the little sun icons on the weather app. Tomorrow, the next day, and the day after that.
And there you have it, this week's 100-word stories on the topic of blue sky. Next week's topic will be part. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and look for the instructions on how to be a part of the weekly challenge. You've got the link to next week's topic. You can go to weekly challenge in the navigation on top. There's a navigation on the sidebar, quite a few places that you can click and check out how to be a part of. But who am I kidding? Nobody new ever joins. Downward spiral. Whee! Anyway, Thank you for being a part of this, those of you who sent stories in, and I look forward to seeing what you've got next week. And, as always, keep it brief.